Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, peace and love. Thank you, and welcome to Pamela Palace. Tonight we're going to have this different discussion of what's going on, particularly in the Black community. We hope to take calls tonight, but as usually we're having a bit of difficulties already, so please bear with me, but I'm hoping that we can take some calls. It's not then, of course, I have to end the program a bit earlier. But hopefully, things act right. We have a bit of bad weather, so that definitely had something to do with the technology. But with that, we're going to at least try to do at least 30 minutes to an hour of the program. I definitely like to take calls, but if you all would like to, you know, if the block is not acting correctly, then definitely you can submit your questions on some of the articles that are or comments we'll be reading tonight at 318-732-4573. So with that, let's strive to get this show started. We definitely have some great articles tonight. We have a 20-year-old black woman to sue police department after they mistook her for a mere suspect. We also have a 14-year-old girl who is Vera. Went Vera that the policeman was punching the 14-year-old girl in her side. She was pinned down, Vera. So, as always, we have injustice done to our people, even to our children. And the question is, when are we sick and tired of being so brutally and unjustly treated? So with that, we're going to start the program off with a very disturbing self-hatred article about a young black girl. Her name is Treasure. Treasure, a 16-year-old African-American girl, recently appeared on Dr. Phil and boldly said that she aligns herself with a certain group of people who are perfect, just like her. And that group, she says, are Caucasian. Treasure explained to Dr. Sia, producers, that in her opinion, white people don't have any problems whatsoever. And that's why her role models are Jennifer Aniston, Kim Kardashian, and Donald Trump. But her mom, Monica, says she has no clue why Treasure began identifying as Caucasian as a small child and also has racist views against other African Americans. Both Monica and her son Kendall say it is extremely painful and embarrassing to be somewhere in public and hear Treasure make disrespectful remarks to someone about her own race. Yes, so they said it was very, you know, embarrassing that she identifies herself as a white girl, and not only that, but she's made a derogatory statement about her own kind. And they are upset, or, yes, upset, and also it says quite embarrassing that she does these things. And you know, it is very dangerous for her to do this thing because she could possibly meet up with her own brother or sister and get hurt. Okay, let me get back to the article. It's very disrespectful to someone just because they're black. So how did Treasure end up with such extremely abused at age 16? Dr. Fear discusses how this family can make changes while approaching such a highly sensitive topic. And he introduces Spirit, a licensed therapist and life coach for Treasure, to learn from as a role model. We have issues around courses. We have issues around class. We have issues around racial identity. And we have issues around self-esteem, Spirit says. It is not that she hates black people. It's that she hates herself and she wants her old life back. Well, I don't know what all this stems from. I have no idea how in the world could you be as black as she is and yet identifies herself as black. But, of course, in the history of America, you know, white has been portrayed as beautiful, you know, from the inception of really America. And some of us who don't know our beauty or our originality, we unfortunately identify with that type of foolishness. And, I mean, this sister, her name is Treasure. She's 16. You can go on YouTube and look her up. She's very dark-skinned. I mean, no question that she's black, but she hates being black, and that is, if I was her mother, it would be just awful to, you know, to deal with such sickness, that she definitely is sick. And I just don't, I don't understand. She needs help, and she needs help immediately. So with that, if anyone, we can't take any calls at this time, but definitely, as I stated earlier, you can text your comment or questions to 318-732-4573 until we go on to the next article. And the next article is, we're going to talk about the 20-year-old African-American preschool teacher from Wisconsin was a victim of mistaken identity last year when she was wrongfully and violently arrested for a robbery committed by a black male suspect. She has since filed a racial profiling lawsuit against the city of Glendale and the police officers involved. During the early morning of December 20th, 2017, Allison was sitting inside her car park outside a cell phone store near Applebee's restaurant while waiting for her job interview when police officers smashed her car window and pointed their guns at her. In connection with the incident, Allison filed a lawsuit last week against the city of Glendale. Police officer William Schiefer, Detective Adam Wall, unarmed officers claimed that they wrongfully stopped, frisked, and arrested her. They pulled him into the car, hit her door, got out, jumped around, smashed the window on the other side, pulled their guns, and had her get out of the car, crawling over grass. She was scared to death, said Mark Timpson, Anderson's lawyer. Anderson said she was terrified and crying at that moment, but what's only going through her mind was, if you move, they would have a reason to shoot you, said Anderson at that time. There were incidents of robberies and cell phone stores at the area. The suspect were described as four black males riding a black Hyundai Elantra. Allison, on the other hand, has a different car model, different license plate numbers, and she is a woman and alone. The only thing common is that they're all African Americans. The hopelessness and shock Allison felt at that time still remains in her memory. And it developed trauma. The lawsuit says she is still experiencing unnecessary and physical pain and severe emotional pain, distress, suffering, loss of enjoyment of life, property damage, and continues to be damaged. Before this situation, I had no reason to fear or hate policemen at all. None, but standing in policeman now brings fear all the time, she says. Wow. Isn't that absolutely unbelievable? She's a 20-year-old woman, and and was mistaken for a robbery or a man as a robbery. And there were four instead of one. She had a different car that wasn't, was a different description of the car that they was looking for. So therefore, there was no need. Again, I should say that they had the robber or robbers had in common, but she was black and they were black. And that's the only thing. She's now in fear of her life. She's very fearful. She's, that she can't really, she doesn't trust the policeman. She didn't have a problem with the policeman until this incident happened, which I can definitely understand that. I mean, you wake up and there are a bunch of policemen banging on your car window and, you know, with guns pointed at you. I'd be terrified also. It's absolutely, absolutely a very devastating situation. I pray that the sister gets some help, because I definitely wouldn't want to be in that situation or that, you know, in such fear either. And it's just awful. So if you have any comments, please catch those comments. But the blog is not cooperating tonight. We have to definitely look into that. Or it could be the data on my side and the area that I live in. But soon, hopefully soon, we will get that taken care of. Hopefully in coming this month, supposed to get some new wiring, et cetera. So with that, we're going to go to our next. As I said, definitely I want to, you know, come on. I hate to not have a show where we have such great listeners and dedicated listeners at that. But with that, we're going to go to our next article. So we're going to move on since I cannot take any calls at this time because of the line. But that's another disturbing story, article that I saw like a day ago, I believe. And it's again concerning our children. A 14-year-old girl who was punched so brutally by policemen. So as the computer slowly loads, we're going to get into that story. And like I said earlier, if anyone has any question or comment, please don't be shy. Text your question or comment over the to my the number that I gave, and I would gladly read those out to you. Okay, so this story here about the 14-year-old. A 14-year-old girl punched by police in Carroll Springs, Florida. Another viral video has sparked controversy between police and African Americans. This time, it involves two police officers beating up a 14-year-old black girl on the ground as seen in the video. Many have been appalled at the police's excessive use of force, including the girl's mother, who is considering taking legal action. On October the 18th, Carroll Springs, police responded to a disturbance call at Carroll Square Mall. A group of teens who were allegedly released earlier from school was reported by mall security for causing a ruckus and harassing mall goers. The one teen reportedly pushed a 5-year-old and another one hit a teen. Police officers who responded gave the teens a trespass warning and forced them off the mall. But before the police could leave, some of the teens went back and got arrested one of the boys. The 14-year-old girl cursed and tried to rout up her other friends, police said in a rumor-controlled statement through a Twitter post. that bring the police force together to the ground and punched her, attempting to get her to release her fist in order to have her comply. She was struck in the side to release her clenched fist. She was then handcuffed. The police statement continued. What you see on the video is the officer delivering some strikes. Distraction to an area where she has her hands concealed. Underneath her, said Coral Springs Police Deputy Chief Bart McKean, the officers don't know what she may have in her possession. That's a concern. The guy's mother, Jessica Dennis, believes her daughter wasn't aggressive to receive such violence. She said in a media interview, angry, I would never expect this to happen. Her hands were pinned up. It was just too much. Her attorney, Megan Mardov, said the police were clearly being brutal on the girl. She said he's just gut-shotting her like one after another. The video speaks for itself. That's the truth right there, end quote. And yes, it's horrible to see a 14-year-old girl lying on the floor and being punched like a man. And she's not, what I see from the video, she's not harassed. I mean, she's not, she's not just not doing anything. She's just lying there because she can't do anything. And it just awful that we just allow anyone to do anything to us. And I don't give a darn if they are policemen. You know, they have to abide by rules also. This is a 14-year-old child that they're punching with gut-wrenching with all of their might, with all of their strength to her ribs and side, you know, and it's awful. And her mother's thinking about you know, suing. She shouldn't be thinking about it. She should have already started the process. Oh, my God. It gets ridiculous. It gets really ridiculous. And until we get serious enough to want difference, we're going to continue to see that. And they're just all to it. It gets ridiculous. It is all to it. So we have one more article with that. If anyone don't want to comment, I'm sorry that the phone lines aren't cooperating tonight. I do really apologize for that. I'm going to really have to work on that next week. So definitely I do enjoy hearing from the audience, et cetera. But tonight, you know, we're going to go through the program a bit quickly because technology is not cooperating, unfortunately. Let's see. So if anyone, as I said earlier, have any questions or comments on these service, then please text 318-732-4573. And the lights are about to go off, so I'm have to, unfortunately, end the show a bit too early than I really thought I would have to. But with that, thank you all so much. I hope you enjoyed. I will definitely strive next week to have everything in place so we won't have any more of these issues. So with that, peace and love. This is Pamela signing off. Assalamu alaikum.